Marie was no ordinary girl. From the small village she called home, she looked out to the world with eyes filled with wonder, a heart pouring with curiosity, and a soul yearning, wanting for something more. It was as if an invisible thread pulled her towards a destination unknown, a journey not yet embarked upon. Simply put, Zoe was not like other girls. She lived in a small village and always wanted to know more about the world. She was very curious and felt like something was calling her to go on a journey she hadn't started yet. Her life took an extraordinary turn the day she discovered an old, tattered journal in the attic. It belonged to a woman who had once sought to unravel, to figure out the mysteries of herself. The words in that journal seemed to leap off the pages, calling out to Zoe, inviting her on an adventure of self-discovery. Simply put, one day, Zoe found an old book in the attic. It was written by a woman who wanted to understand herself better. The words in the book seemed to talk to Zoe, asking her to go on a journey to learn more about herself. As Zoe closed her eyes, she was transported into a completely new world. It is at that moment that her journey of self-discovery began. The maze of fears. Do you know what a maze is? A maze is a place with many paths that twist and turn. It's like a big puzzle you try to walk through. You have to find the right way to get out, and it can be hard because there are many wrong turns. Zoe's journey began with a maze, but this was no ordinary maze. The walls were built from her deepest, darkest fears, forcing her to confront the very things that terrified her most. At every turn, shadows of failure loomed, appeared large, echoes of rejection whispered in her ears, and the chill of loneliness reached for her heart. Simply put, Zoe started a journey with a maze. But this maze was special. The walls were made of things that she was very afraid of. She had to face her biggest fears. She felt like she might fail, be rejected, or be alone, and these feelings scared her. But Zoe was no quitter. With determination in her eyes and courage swelling in her chest, she faced her fears head on. The labyrinth seemed to tighten around her, the path twisting and turning, but she persevered. In facing her fears, she found their power decline, their grip loosen. The walls of the maze crumbled, and Zoe emerged, not victorious, but enlightened. Simply put, but Zoe wasn't someone who gave up easily. She was brave and kept going, even though the maze was confusing and scary. She kept trying, and as she faced her fears, they became less powerful. The maze's walls fell apart, and Zoe got through it. She didn't just win, she learned something important: the mirror of truth. Next, Zoe found herself standing before a mirror. This was a mirror unlike any other. It did not show her face or her clothes, it revealed her soul. It laid bare her every strength and weakness, her every triumph and flaw. It was a reflection of her true self, raw and unfiltered. It was a painful revelation, but it was also a liberating one. Zoe understood that to discover herself, she had to accept herself, warts and all. In embracing her imperfections, she found beauty in her uniqueness, strength, in her vulnerability. Simply put, Zoe found a special mirror. It didn't show her face or clothes, but showed her what she was really like inside. It showed the good and bad things about her. This was hard for Zoe to see, but it also made her feel free. She learned that to know herself, she had to accept everything about her, even the bad parts. When she did this, she found good things in what made her different and strong, even when she felt weak. The bridge of choices. Finally, Zoe stood before a bridge made of choices she had made in her life. Some planks were strong and sturdy, symbols of wise decisions. Others were weak and shaky, reminders of mistakes. Walking that bridge was like reliving her past, feeling the joy of right choices and the sting of wrong ones. But with every step, Zoe realized that her mistakes were not failures, but lessons, guiding her toward the person she was meant to be. She reached the end of the bridge with a profound understanding that every choice, every step, every stumble was a part of her, shaping her, defining her, leading her to herself. Reflection. Zoe's journey was not an easy one. It was filled with trials, difficulties, and tribulations, challenges, with tears and triumphs. But it was a journey she had to undertake to find herself. Her story is a testament to the human spirit's resilience, a celebration of the never-ending quest for self-discovery. It's a reminder to us all that the path to understanding ourselves is loaded with challenges, but also rich with rewards. Through the maze of fears, the mirror of truth, and the bridge of choices, Zoe found not something new, but something eternal, infinite, endless, something hidden yet always present, herself. Her journey, though unique in its details, is universal in its essence. It is a journey we all must take, a path we all must walk. In the end, Zoe's story is not just her story, it's our story. It's a tale of courage, acceptance, and growth. It's a narrative of life itself, an exploration of what it means to be human, to be ourselves. It's a story that beckons us, that signals us all to embark on our own journeys of self-discovery, to venture into the unknown, to find ourselves, and in finding ourselves, to find our place in the world. Thank you so much for listening, dear students. Please consider becoming a supporter of our podcast for only $4 a month. You can gain access to every single podcast episode text so that you can read the text as you listen to the podcast audio. The more support that we can get, the more content we can bring you. If you want to support, click the link in this episode description. Again, thank you so much for listening and for participating. I'll be back next Monday with yet another podcast episode.